Daniel O'Connell had become a trusted friend and a great supporter of the House of Mercy, and Catherine valued his friendship. "I remember him at the Christmas party," Willie piped up as he made his way out from under the table. "He brought us all loads of sweets and told us ghost stories. Do you think he might have any sweets with him today?" Robert inquired, licking his lips at the mere thought of those gigantic slabs of sticky toffee they had on that day. "Right, boys, that's it. If you're not in the carriage by the count of 20, I'm gone without you." Aunt Kitty had that certain tone in her voice which meant business. The pair were gone in a flash. "Good morning, Richard." Catherine addressed the coachman in her usual gracious manner and stepped into the carriage to be greeted not by Robert and Willie, but by their two pet goats, Venus and Diana. "Ah, no, boys. Not today, above all days. Please." Catherine chuckled to herself. She loved the pair of kids, but this was not the day to take them for a drive. She stuck her head out of the carriage and called, "Boys, where are you?" Robert appeared, followed by Willie, beaming all over. "Please, Aunt Kitty." "No, absolutely no. Now get in here if you're coming with me. Richard, please, could you take the pets back to their pen and let's make a move?" "I bet Mr. O'Connell loves goats," Robert chirped as he and his brother climbed into the carriage. "I'm sure he does," Aunt Kitty replied. "But he'll see no wild goats roaming the House of Mercy today. Bad enough having rowdy Robert and wild Willie running loose." Robert nodded his head in agreement. But Willie, true to form, made a face behind his aunt's back. Aunt Kitty, of course, knew what the little scallywag was up to, but pretended not to notice. She was rather lenient with poor Willie. He was the youngest and had lost his mammy. It could not have been easy for him. William Macaulay died quite suddenly in the end. This was tragic. 5 children, between 17 and 7, now orphaned. Catherine took on the responsibility of caring for them because that was what the children wanted. Their father, in his will, had given them the choice of living with Uncle James or Aunt Kitty. Catherine took the 2 girls to live in Bagot Street and arranged a governess for them. The boys were sent to boarding school in Carlow. Willie objected strongly. He didn't want to go without Venus and Diana. But Aunt Kitty eventually persuaded him that boarding school was not the place for kid goats. There was always sadness somewhere around, and yet Catherine trusted in God despite everything. There was great joy, too. So many little ones were now happy. They had a nice school to go to, and there was food to eat. Many girls had a home where they felt safe and secure, and now Catherine had permission to visit the hospitals in Dublin. She and her young ladies were free to bring God's love by their presence to the countless dying souls who were all alone with no one to comfort them in their last hours. Georgina Moore, the young governess to the girls, tapped gently on Catherine's door. "Come in. I know you're busy, sister dear, but there is a visitor to see you, and I think you had better come." "Who is it, Georgina?" "It's Archbishop Murray himself." Catherine stood up slowly, took a very deep breath, and prayed to Jesus, her friend. "Dear Jesus, strengthen me." To have the Archbishop call without making an appointment was, to say the least, unusual.